Yashodanandana, Rajajanarandana. Jamuna Jira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Gopi Janava Girivarachari Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanna Sari Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasudhi Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribrajakacharja Astotra Satasi Siman His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharja Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadar Hara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Ganga Devi Ki Jai Samabeta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanande All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Sri Sri Nathaji ki jai. Sri Sri Gorni jai ki jai. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Prahlad Nrisingha ki jai. Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today's verse from Srimad Bhagavatam is the 10th canto, chapter 84, The Sage's Teachings at Kurukshetra. It's a famous verse that Srila Prabhupada used to quote very often in his lectures. 13. Om Namo Bhagavati. Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yasyatma.
Yasyatma.
Buddhi.
Buddhi.
Kunape.
Kunape.
Tridatuke.
Tridatuke.
Swadi.
Swadi.
Klatradishu.
Klatradishu.
Bhauma Ijyadi.
Bhauma Ijyadi.
Yatirtha. Buddhi Salile Nakarhi Chij Janeshu Abhigyeshu Saeva Gokara Yasyatma Buddhi Kunape Tridhatuke Swadi Kalatra Disha Bhauma Ijyadi Yatirtha Buddhi Salile Nakarichij Janesh Vabigyeshu Saeva Gokara Team Synonyms Yasya Whose Atma as his self. Buddhi, idea. Kunape, in a corpse-like body. Tridhatuke, made of three basic elements. Sva, as his own. Di, idea. Kalatra adishu, in wife and so on. Vaume, in earth. Idya, as worshipable. Ji, idea. Yat, whose. Tirtha, as a place of pilgrimage. Buddhi, idea. Salile, in water. Not karyachit, never. Janeshu, in men. Abhigyeshu, wise. Sa, he. Eva, indeed. Gha, a cow. Kara, or an ass. Translation, please repeat. One who identifies his self as the inert body, composed of mucus, bile, and air, who assumes his wife and family as are permanently his own, who thinks an earthen image or the land of his birth is worshipable, or who sees a place of pilgrimage as merely the water there, but who never identifies himself with, feels kinship with, worships, or even visits those who are wise in spiritual truth. Such a person is no better than a cow or an ass. One who identifies himself as the inert body, composed of mucus, bile, and air, who assumes his wife and family are permanently his own, who thinks an earthen image or the land of his birth is worshipable, or who sees a place of pilgrimage as merely the water there, but who never identifies himself with, feels kinship with, worships, or even visits those who are wise in spiritual truth. Such a person is no better than a cow or an ass. Purport. True intelligence is shown by one's freedom from false identification of the self. As stated in the Brihaspati Samhita, Agyata Bhagavad Dharma Mantra Vijnana Samvida Naraste Gokara Gyaya Abhibhupala Vandita. Men who do not know the principles of devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be known as cows and asses, even if they are expert in technically analyzing Vedic mantras and are adored by world leaders. An imperfect Vaishnava advancing toward the second platform identifies himself with the sages who have established the true spiritual path. Even while he still may have some inferior material attachments to body, family, and so on, such a devotee of the Lord is not a foolish cow or stubborn ass like the majority of materialists, but most excellent is the Vaishnava who has gained the special mercy of the Lord and broken free from the bondage of illusory attachments altogether. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, the words Bhauma Ijyadi, meaning who thinks an image made of earth is worshipable, refer not to the deity form of the Supreme Lord in his temples, but to deities of demigods. And the words Yat Tirtha Budhi Salile, who sees a place of pilgrimage as merely the water there, refer not to sacred rivers like the Ganges or Yamuna, but to lesser rivers. And that ends today's purport. Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harenama 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 Ivikivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurav Ani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shanyavadi Pastyacha De Satarani Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaurav Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Prabhupada quoted this verse many, many times in his preaching, especially the last line, Sa Eva Gokara. Yes. And on many lectures you can hear how emphatic and strong Prabhupada would assert that line. So let's take it. Yasyatma Budhi Kunape Tridatuke. This is the first lesson of transcendental knowledge. When Krishna begins his instructions in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 2, after Arjuna surrenders, Krishna first of all hits on this point. You are not the body. Hear the language of Krishna, because this is Krishna speaking. Krishna is speaking to the sages, and Krishna is saying, Kunape, corpse-like body, meaning this body is already dead. The only reason this body is animated is because of the presence of the two souls, Atma and Paramatma. And the reason why I'm emphasizing two souls, because there are many so-called transcendentalists who think, no, there is no difference between soul and Paramatma, soul and supersoul. But the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is very clear. Chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita is a very important chapter. Krishna points out there are two kshetrajna. There are two knowers of the field. There are two souls within the body. They are one in quality, but they are distinct individuals at the same time. Again, Lord Chaitanya's perfect philosophy, achintya beda abeda tattva, that things can be simultaneously one and different. And by the way, I love giving class here because while I'm speaking, I can look at Srila Prabhupada. Some temples, depending on where their seat is. But here, I can simply preach, look at Prabhupada, and I'm in samadhi. There's another reason why I love your temple.
Thank you.
So, corpse-like body. There are two souls within this body, and it's only because of the presence of these two souls that this dead body is animated. Soon as these two souls leave, the body immediately dwindles and vanishes. In the Christian, or say the Catholic Bible, dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. They have a ceremony in the Catholic religion, Ash Wednesday. The priest puts ashes right here. It's very interesting. They put it right here, third eye.
Yeah.
And the priest says, dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. Because their religion, their followers, they're in the bodily concept of life. They are all thinking, I am this body. So it's good that that is that mantra. Because they're thinking like that. So, tri dhatuke, three basic elements, mucus, bile, and air. People in the material world are putting so much emphasis, glorification, importance on this body. What's inside? Mucus, bile, and air. It's so ridiculous, this whole material civilization, and this whole material philosophy. All right? Next line. Swadik kalatradishu. Okay, that's, we'll do that. Swadik kalatradishu. That kalatra adishu, wife and so on, the person is thinking, this is me, this is my family. Because first you identify as the body, then naturally you're going to identify with things that are connected to the body. And even in Western world, they have this concept of the better half. It's right there in Bhagavatam. So there's two places where it is mentioned, at least two places where the wife is the better half. There is that statement that Lakshmi is the better half of Narayan. But there's a statement in the otherwise, it says the wife is the better half of the husband, and that sometimes make a joke. Yes, better half, not bitter half. Although in some cases that's true. So, and this concept was also explained in the fifth canto by Rishabhdev, that the expansions of this bodily identification, wife, then children, then family, then wealth, home, it just keeps going on and on and on, beginning with the first miscalculation, which is, I am this body. And that's why Krishna begins transcendental knowledge on this point. There's no use in going to anything beyond that until this point is settled. There is a classic recording of Prabhupada discussing with somebody, and Prabhupada is not moving from this point. The person wants to go to other subjects, but Prabhupada no, this has to be settled first, that you're not the body. Otherwise, everything else you talk about is going to be based on a miscalculation. If you have a big, big column of numbers, if you're first, you're adding one after another, you may have all the others correct. But if your first, if you add 3 plus 2 and you write 4, even the other calculations you may be right, but your final answer is going to be wrong because you made the initial mistake. Or they have this game puzzle called Sudoku, where you have to arrange numbers from 1 to 9 perfectly. And if at any point you make a mistake, you may figure out the whole puzzle, but at the end you will see, oh, it didn't work out. So There's no question of going further until the foundation is laid. And that foundation, as Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita, you're not the body. Now this svadikala atradishu, you know, thinking that this family is my own, this is another problem. So therefore, in Krishna consciousness, we say no. Everything belongs to Krishna, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. I may have a wife, I may have a family, children, but they're not my property. They are Krishna's property, and they have been given to me as service. This is how to have a perfect marriage. The husband cannot think, oh, here is my wife, I can do whatever I like. No. The husband has to think, here is Krishna's devotee, I have to serve. Here are these children that Krishna has given me as service. The wife and children are not objects of my sense enjoyment. That's demoniac consciousness. That's materialistic consciousness. That these wife and these children, they're meant for my sense gratification. Krishna consciousness says, no, you have been given a wife, you have been given children to render service. And what's your service? Not to satisfy their senses. That's not the business of the householder. That my business is, oh, I must nicely satisfy their senses. No. And this was also pointed out by Rishabhdev. One should not become a father and mother unless he can deliver their dependents. That's the service of the husband and the wife, to deliver their dependents. And what does Prahlad say? Kaumara acharit pragyo. From the tender age of 5, the training begins. The responsibility of the husband and wife is to train the children how to become devotees. That's service. The husband has to think, my responsibility to my wife and children, how to get them to the stage of pure devotional service. The business of the wife, how to serve my husband so that he is free to become pure Krishna conscious. And the duty of the children, and I always preach this to the children in my preaching, you to obey your devotee parents. I point it out to the kids. Your parents are not ordinary parents. They're devotee parents. And if you don't obey your devotee parents, you will not get blessings of Krishna. I say that to all the children when I preach. So the children's responsibility is to obey their devotee parents and follow their instructions so that they become devotees. Next, Voma Ijidi. This is going on now all over the world. Voma Ijidi. Jai. Sri Sri Gauranitai ki jai. Sri Sri Nakti Gopaldi ki jai. Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Sri Prahlad Nrisimha ki jai. ISKCON Tuwako ki jai. Alright. So Voma Ijidi. This nationalism is very prevalent. It's prevalent in America, it's prevalent all over the world. The demoniac world leaders want to preach that you should die for your country, that you should become a pure devotee of your country. And they are glorifying and praising that, yes, it is glorious to die for your country. Boma Ijidi, my land, my country, tis of thee. We have that bhajan in American. They have that bhajan. My country, tis of thee. Or God bless America. They even have their bhajans. They even have their arti. Whenever they do a sporting event, they have to sing that Jai Jagadisha America, whatever. So, this Boma Ijidi. That's how they can manipulate the people. The leaders want to manipulate the people, so they, just like when Bush Asur was president, right? He wanted to get them to buy into attacking Iraq, so he made it a whole patriotism that we are going to bomb Iraq because it's our patriotic duty. Well, that was just an excuse. There was nothing about patriotism. It was just an excuse. But they have to sell it somehow or the other. Boma Ijidi. And anyone who's a little wise can see how everyone is being manipulated. They use the television and the press to manipulate everyone. But when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, now you cannot be manipulated. I preach this point a lot. That don't be cheated. This world is the world of the cheaters and the cheated. They're all out to cheat you. Every one of these fools and rascals, they're out there to cheat you. But you should not be cheated. And how will you not be cheated? You have to read Prabhupada's books so you don't allow yourself to be cheated. That's how you become free from being cheated. If you don't read Prabhupada's books, you will be cheated. Because that's all that's out there, are cheaters. So, you want not to be cheated? You better read Prabhupada's books so you'll know who is a cheater. And you'll know what is a cheating philosophy. Because everyone's espousing on the radio, on the television, in the newspapers, in the magazines, in the movies, everything they, in the universities, everything they out there in the material world is a cheating philosophy. And if you don't read Prabhupada's books, you will be a sucker. You will be cheated. So don't be cheated. Read Prabhupada's books. Then when you hear a cheater, you'll immediately know, not this guy. He's a cheater. Okay, next is, Yat tirtha buddhi salide nakari chit. That they think, let me just go to this sacred place, this holy river. As Prabhupada says, they think that they have gone to this sacred river. Now my business is done. And in Prabhupada's preaching, Prabhupada was even condemning people who go to Yamuna and Ganga. He said that also, just because you've taken, he says, I remember the lecture, Prabhupada was criticizing, I have gone to the Yamuna and Ganga, now my tirtha is done. Now my holy pilgrimage is done. Prabhupada said, no, abhigyeshu, janeshu, you have to hear. That was the main thing. The most important thing, I was asked this question previously. The most important thing you do when you are in the association of a holy man is to hear. And Prabhupada tells the story how in Vrindavan, his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta, was going to give a talk. But then all of a sudden, someone made an announcement that they were going to visit some holy place in Vrindavan, one Seshayi temple. So the choice was there to go and visit this holy place or to hear from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. And Prabhupada said, no, I wanted to hear from Bhakti Siddhanta. That's where Prabhupada got the value of this verse. He said, others wanted to go for sightseeing. I wanted to hear from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. And what also is amazing, Prabhupada said, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was speaking in such a high philosophical tone. He says, sometimes I did not understand. So we can hardly imagine the level of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. Prabhupada said, sometimes I could not understand, yet I was still hearing. I was still listening. So that is Prabhupada's standard. Even you don't understand, still you listen. So Prabhupada emphasized the spiritual master is heard, not seen. And when people, I get this all the time, people for the past so many 10 years, I get so many emails from people, Prabhu, how do I choose my spiritual master? And what do I write them? The spiritual master is that person who you like to hear from. Who is that person that you can hear and listen and you like what they're saying that touches your heart? That's how you determine who's your spiritual master. Who do you want to hear from? And then I sometimes say, if you are attached to listening to one Rush Limbaugh on the radio, there's your guru. If you like to listen to this singer, Lady Gaga, whoever, there's your guru. Whoever you are hearing from, that's your guru. Whoever you're attracted to hear from, you found your guru. So, and I got this question this week, someone sent me. How do I choose? I said, you go, and a good place to go would be the Chaupati, iskandesiretreat.com. They have all the swamis, they have all the gurus' lectures there. Go, listen to each one by one, till you find that one who touches your heart, who you want to hear from. That's your spiritual master. So anyone, according to this verse of Krishna, anyone who identifies with the body, anyone who thinks that the land of their birth is worshipable, anyone who goes to a place of pilgrimage but does not seek out hearing from holy man, Krishna says, you're no better than a cow or an ass. Krishna's condemnation here is very strong. To call somebody a cow or an ass, that's very strong, even in America, when we hate something, you jackass. Very strong language. Well, God sometimes uses strong language. So, deal with it. Get over it. All right, Maharaj, you speak. Comment. Ed, here. Take the microphone. No, but you can add. You can add. This is how I like to do class. People should be Ishtagosti. People should contribute. You are so knowledgeable yourself. And tomorrow you're giving. In Kadasi you're giving tomorrow. Huh?
Tomorrow we give Prabhupada Lila.
Good. Good.
Along with some Bhagavatam if you want. That's really good. So.
Anything to say?
Personally, it's totally materialistic conception. It's finally compared to the cow and the ass. Why like a cow? Because cow is definitely a very holy animal, definitely. And cow is not only that way, but Krishna likes cow so much. And cow is so much connected with the conception that cow is a very important animal still. The comparison is made that we consider a cow because cow has a tendency. When the baby of the cow dies and she hovers around, that she should not be taken to bury it or she should not be taken anywhere. And she is so much attached to that. You know, because it's an animalistic viewpoint, but still, because of that attachment, we are put into the condition. Otherwise, cow is definitely cow and as they are on two different platforms. We say that cow or ass is definitely understandable that we can consider as Buddha. But why cow? Because cow has only this problem of hovering around, just not letting go of the baby. Cow, when she dies somehow or the other, and she becomes so much attached that she just cannot let her go. And people do take it. So that's why they have considered cow, because of so much attachment. So here is a question of not cow, but the attachment toward kids and kings and land and wife and wealth and whatever. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that yes, you can have all of them. You can possess all of them. But don't get possessed by that. The question is not to possess, that a person is get possessed by that. Otherwise you can lose all of them in Krishna service. And they are still your possessions, but you are not possessed by them. And once you are possessed by them, then you are able to let them be used. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that everything should be used in Krishna's service. He mentioned it. Pranaya, dhanera, buddhera, vacha. He said, pranaya, it's your soul with the prana, dhanera, with the wealth, with the intelligence, and with the language. You must use all of them in Krishna's service. And that's right. So he said, pranaya, dhanera, buddhera, vacha. Everything should be using connection, and then you are rightly situated. Otherwise, you are on this materialistic platform, and that platform is a platform of suffering.
Vadmadar, you have something to contribute to the class?
No.
Come on. You have something you can contribute?
I just want to about this. It's a nice insight about this pinpointing what is the really negative side of, you know, the cow and what this Krishna is.
That's right.
Is
the cow, right?
I wonder if you know too about the ass.
Ass is usually an animal totally does not understand his benefit, just works for nothing. It keeps on working hard. Or ass is an animal which works for, practically he can get a little grass from anywhere. But he thinks, no, if I don't work for a master, I will not get some little grass that I have to maintain myself. And he keeps on working hard. And then he gets little grass. So we have like this, that this is a tendency of S tendency. We are working like dogs and horses without understanding the purpose. He just keeps on working. Purpose of life is not just to keep working. Purpose of life is a definitely higher purpose. That's why wake up and then still not talk, you reach your goal. Just wake up and then start until you reach your goal, and the goal is definitely Krishna consciousness, not the goal is mentioned. Upanishad will never mention the goal of material viewpoint. Upanishad mentions the goal of real human goal is to attain law of Godhead. So you should not stop. First of all, they ask you to wake up because we are still in sleeping condition. We have not recognized who we are in sleeping condition. And then wake up and then start working on it. And then stop not till you reach your goal. And that mentality is nowhere anywhere there. That mentality is just for a little grass. Let me work like anything and then get a little satisfaction. Be kicked by the CS and then nothing else. And that's the materialistic. And then the materialistic. We're going there. That's it right there. That's it.
First time I went to Vrindavan, I saw there was exactly as Prabhupada described. There was this cart. It had so much straw, like a big mountain. And there was the ass, and the driver was whipping him to pull. The ass is so stupid, like he said. There's grass everywhere. He doesn't need to work for this mean master. And these people, they think, unless I work like an ass, I'll not pay my rent out. They have all been brainwashed. They're all being cheated. That's my point. They're being cheated. They think, unless I do exactly what these taskmasters are telling me, I won't be success. Then, again, in Vrindavan, I saw an ass approach the she-ass from behind. And just like Prabhupada described, he comes from behind and the she-ass kicks him in the face. Big kick. Boom! Right in. And the ass is still coming. No, I want. She kicks him. That's what's going on in the materialistic society. Running after sex, you get kicked in the face. There are millions and millions of songs that they have written, all describing this. What do you think The Blues is? The blues is simply, I went after sex, I got kicked in the face. It's ass music. Come on. Say something.
Like to hear.
Anything else?
Thank you for letting me speak.
I love to hear you speak.
I love to hear you.
Tomorrow is a goddessy. I want to hear you speak.
If there is no objection. Tomorrow, you know, we hear from Prabhupada Lilamrita, but you know, we want to hear from you that you know you're interacting with Prabhupada.
And, Prabhupada,
you know, it looks like life.
Like Prabhupada many times when you're talking, so we should like hear from you.
From you tomorrow, because you know we always hearing from Lilamrita. You know,
all right.
Different, so like
don't twist my arm. Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, good.
Please forgive my offenses. Any questions?
Yeah, I'm curious about the worship of the deity since when it was established.
Deity worship?
Yes.
Millions of years ago, because it was going on at least 5,000 years ago. You read Krishna book, they were worshiping deities. It was going on in the time of Lord Ramachandra, because there was a Brahmin who wouldn't eat unless he saw Lord Ram every day. And sometimes Lord Ram would be out. So Lord Ram had one of his brothers bring a set of Sitaram deities so that the Brahmin wouldn't fast. So Lord Ram was at least 2 million years ago. So the deity worship has been there. At least deity worship is there in Dwarapar Yuga, because it's the yes, at least if not before then,
yes.
Because deity worship is the recommended process of self-realization in Dwarapar Yuga,
yeah.
At least if not before then. So, and the way we explain why it's not idol worship, because that's the big complaint. That we are doing idol worship, but they don't understand. No. These deities are made according to the direction of the scriptures. And you will read in the next canto, Krishna gives an elaborate description of how to perform deity worship. So even Krishna points out the importance of deity worship. So it's not that we've concocted something. This is there in our scriptures. It's not some man-made thing. This is the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada's explanation is in Ishopanishad is very clear. Just as you don't have to put your letter and go all the way down to the post office. You put the letter in the neighborhood mailbox, it will go to its destination because the mailbox is authorized. Here is the mailbox of bhakti. We are worshipping Srinathji, Gornitai, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. We know our devotion is going to them because this is authorized. Have you read Prabhupada's Ishopanishad? You should read that all the way through. Very important book, Ishopanishad. Okay?
In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions about one of the five items is deity worship.
Ah, very good. Yes. Yes. One of the five major limbs, there are 64 limbs of bhakti, but five are essential. Hearing?
Satsang.
Hearing Bhagavatam? Chanting the holy name? Worshipping Sri Murti.
Mathura,
right?
Mathura,
yeah.
Mathura,
yes, living in a holy place like Tuwako Iskan. It's a holy place. Right? Association with devotees. Chant the holy name. Hearing Bhagavatam. Right? Tulsi Puja. Very, what Prabhupada has given us. It's amazing. Prabhupada has given us the essence. We just have to do what Prabhupada has given us. We have to understand, maybe we'll talk about this tomorrow, what Prabhupada has given us is inconceivably perfect. And if we just do what Prabhupada has given us, we're going to go back home, back to Godhead. But as soon as we change anything that Prabhupada has given, finish. You're off track. You have to stick with Prabhupada. That's why I was telling the youth last night. I was saying, you youth, you're going to inherit this movement. Us Prabhupada old geezers are going to die off. One by one. So, the movement will be in your hands. Please make sure you keep it Prabhupada's movement. That's my big worry. I preached this in LA too. That my big worry is that after Prabhupada disciples go, then there'll be somebody will want to introduce, well, we should introduce this Maharaj. We should. No, this is Prabhupada's movement. And we can't let it be turned over to somebody else. This is Srila Prabhupada's movement. Prabhupada has to be kept there. Otherwise, if they change anything of Prabhupada's program, they're going to get off track and it's going to be a disaster. So we need to keep Prabhupada's program. Morning program, Mangalarti, worship of... I love that you do Shikshastaka every morning. I love that. That is so important. I've said many, many times, you just learn Shikshastaka, what each verse means, you can preach anywhere. Just on Shikshastaka. That prayer is so important. What to speak of? Krishnadas Kaviraj says that anyone who recites these prayers daily will see his love of Godhead grow. That is so nice. I was so happy when I said, oh, they do Shikshastaka every day. And you also chant that verse. That anyone who is infested with the... I love that.
Yes.
Yes, yes. That was instituted in New York Temple in the 70s. I think it was Tamal Krishna implemented that. Because when I got to 55th Street, they started doing that. We never did that in Brooklyn. But they... And I'm thinking, well, New Jersey gets the... Yes. So, what Prabhupada has given us, Tulsi Puja. And I hear that on Sunday, I was here Sunday, you do, we used to do that in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I love that. It's so nice. It's such a nice engagement. It's beautiful. Your temple is so good. We have a great temple here. So nice. Jai Ratan, very good Ratan. Ratan just typed in. Hearing Bhagavatam, worshipping DB, living a holy place, association with devotees, chant the holy name. Jai. Alright, so when the day comes and you're sitting here to preach Prabhupada's philosophy, not some other Maharaj, can you do that? Just do what I say. Because that day is going to come. The day is going to come. You're not going to be Max. There'll be no Max. Will be dead. You will be something else. Madhusudan Das. Or Mahanta Das. Or Mahamantra Das. Right? You're going to be a Das one day. And then one day, it happened to me. One day, the Swami said, all right, your turn to give class. What? I have to give class? In front of all these Brahmanas? So yes, it's your turn. Then you see, what did I learn? What did I learn? Are you reading every day?
No.
What? You have to read Prabhupada's books every day. What did I say last night to all the Indians? They have to read Bhagavad Gita every day. Is that right or wrong?
Right.
You have to read Prabhupada's books every day. Starts today. Okay?
At least 1 hour.
Yes. Thank you. Finally, you chimed in. All right. Thank you very much. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Prabhupada's ISKCON Ki.
Yeah.
ISKCON Tuwako, North America's greatest temple key.
Yeah.
Hari Bol.
Yeah.
Not him. Prabhupada Ki. All right.
Prabhupada becomes great when the devotees are glorified. That Krishna becomes free when his devotee gets
free. Yeah, if I was only a devotee. Okay, so there'll be a webcast tonight at 7:30. I'll send you the email this morning, but there's another home program on, so there'll be a webcast this evening at 7:30. Hari Bol, all seven devotees online. Hari Bol. You're welcome. Ute, of course, is always there. Oh, Lakshmi. I wonder which Lakshmi that is. Anyway, Hari Bol Lakshmi. And Radhika from New York, Devavati in Vancouver, and of course, Ratan, Hari Bol Ratan in Belgium. Ratan's good. All right, Hari Bol.